Welcome to Sean Renitti's Writing Cafe. This is your host, Sean Renitti. And what I do on my podcast is basically talk all about writing. Anything that doing with writing, my writing, other people's writings, things that I've learned, tips, tricks, anything like that. I do not edit, just to let you know. The thing I want to do is just get things out there as far as what I've learned and things that I've, challenges that I've had, things that work, things that don't work that I've tried. So first I'm going to talk about the last couple weeks. I haven't did a podcast in a while due to the fact that I was trying to get Arrival of the Strangers, my second book of the series, the Stranger series, out. So right now it's in the process. I'm done writing. Me and my wife, we proofread it, and then we send it off to another proofreader. Then that proofreader would send it off to my editor then. So the challenge that I had at the end of writing, that's what I was, my last podcast I was just finishing up, was the ending. I didn't think the ending was as good as what it could have been. It didn't give that awe moment. So I racked my brain for about 2 days. Good news come out of that, though. I basically got the ending of another work in progress that I'm starting right after this, another book. So that was a good thing. But I had like 20 some ideas that I was bouncing off my wife. And I usually bounce ideas off of her, and just her reaction, that's what I go by. Wasn't getting the reaction until finally I did get what I needed. And now I could have went a different way. I could have left it as a cliffhanger. I could have left it, that wow moment. But then I'd had to go back and change a lot of different things. And this way it was a little easier. I used time. Time is used in a lot of movies and other books. And it kind of fast forwards, 5 years in the future or whatever. Things like that. So that kind of worked out for me and, left the big breadcrumb in the story itself in the beginning. So hopefully the readers will pick up on that, or maybe not. I don't know. But it's there. So I ended up getting all that squared away and finishing off the writing aspect of it. Like I said, I was proofreading it now, going through it page by page. Just to check, not so much the errors, misspellings and stuff like that. I usually run it through a program that'll catch most of that stuff, but, making sure things, the tenses are right, making sure things are in line, the storyline and everything. So anyway, that's where I'm at. So using those techniques is kind of cool. This is going to be a short podcast. I'm not going to ramble on about the same stuff. But learned a lot since last year at this time. Last year at this time, I published my first book, self-published, I should say, Secrets of a Stranger, that came out in May of 2017, May 5th, I think it was. So that is out. It's been out for almost a year now. And I've been writing the second part here. Now, I could have done the book in general, the I could have did it in one book, but I figured, instead of doing it that way, that I would get the first part of it done, put it out there, and then do the second part, kind of like a two-book series, which is kind of rare compared to other people, what they do. They try to do a three-book series, six-book series, or whatever, four-book series. So I kind of went a different path. I don't know if it was the right path or whatever, but I wanted to do a two-book series, kind of split them in half and do it that way, and then maybe do like a box set with them, and I haven't figured that part out yet. Just concentrating on getting it edited and out there first, and then we'll decide on that, which I'm probably leaning towards doing like, I know that a lot of people have had success either having, like when it comes to ebooks, doing the first one free or 99 cents, and then doing the other one or together, like a bulk deal type thing, cheaper than what it would be to buy both of them, of course. So that's where I'm at. Soon to be released. Very excited about it. working hard on it. You know, I got a lot of events coming up. I think in July I've got one. In October I've already booked one. And then I got a couple more that I have to just pin down. They're more book signings, individual book signings than anything, with some of the book places that I have good relationships with. So that's where I'm at. Just wanted to give an update. I think in the future, the next podcast I'm going to do might be interviewing other authors, kind of getting their scope on things, what their books are all about, you know, the things that they've learned, if they're self-promoted like I am, or are they traditionally published. So we'll see what's going to be that. I got to contact a couple of the authors that I know very well and see if they would like to join on this podcast as well. So that's what I have to say. I'm wrapping it up. I will do another podcast here in another week or so. Give an update on the book, my writing, something maybe I'll come across, you know, things that I've learned to help out other people as well. So we will see you on the next podcast. Thank you for joining Sean Renitti on Sean's Writing Cafe. See you then.